Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The respective sides in the debt ceiling fight in Washington continue to square off against one another as leaders in the House and Senate are signaling their support for the agreement, hammered out over the weekend between White House and congressional negotiators. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the deal today.
Nobody is getting everything they want. There's give on both sides. But this agreement is the responsible, prudent, and very necessary way forward.
Meanwhile, his counterpart in the House, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, was also talking up the deal today.
It is the largest savings of $2.1 trillion we've ever had. It's the first time in history the largest rescissions, where we're pulling money back from the hardworking taxpayers that are going to China.
By getting all sides to raise the debt ceiling ahead of a June 5th deadline is proving difficult. A House Rules Committee is meeting today with a vote by the full House slated for tomorrow. Former Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro is slated to go to trial in September. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports Navarro faces two criminal contempt of Congress charges.
Prosecutors say Peter Navarro defied a subpoena from the House panel investigating the events of January 6, 2021. They've charged him with contempt for flouting demands for documents and testimony about the assault on the Capitol. Lawmakers wanted to ask Navarro about a plan to delay certification of the 2020 election and keep former President Trump in power. Navarro referenced some of the ideas in a book. But Navarro says Trump told him not to answer questions from Congress, citing executive privilege. And he claims the criminal contempt statute doesn't apply to him because he was a close advisor to Trump. If convicted, Navarro could face up to 2 years in jail. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Former Silicon Valley star Elizabeth Holmes has surrendered to federal prison in Texas. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Holmes will be serving an 11-year term for defrauding investors through her once multi-billion-dollar blood testing startup, Theranos.
Holmes strode into the prison camp in Bryan, Texas today wearing a tan sweater and blue jeans, a far cry from the sleek black turtlenecks that made her famous and drew comparisons to Steve Jobs. She was convicted last year for claiming to have invented a machine that would revolutionize healthcare, but that turned out to be a scam. Holmes, the mother of two, will be serving at a minimum security all-women's federal prison. It's unclear how long of the 11-year sentence she will serve at the facility, but other inmates have been released early for good conduct and participation in prison programs, including working in the facility's kitchen, which pays 12 cents an hour. Holmes, who maintains her innocence, plans to appeal while she is incarcerated. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
With the tentative deal on resolving the debt ceiling crisis still wending its way through the House, markets were mixed today. The Dow was down 50 points. The Nasdaq closed up 41 points. The S&P 500 gained a fraction of a point. You're listening to NPR. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines has found itself in the crosshairs of a class-action lawsuit over claims it is the first carbon-neutral airline. A complaint filed in federal court in California contends the carrier relied on largely bogus carbon offsets to make the claim. Companies can buy the offsets to cancel their emissions in other areas, making promises to take actions to try to absorb carbon dioxide out of the air or work to prevent pollution. The credits, however, have come under increased scrutiny amid claims they are often exaggerated. Minnesota is the 23rd state where recreational marijuana is legal. That's after Governor Tim Walz signed a bill alongside a predecessor who first opposed it. Brian Basco, Minnesota Public Radio, reports.
Jesse Ventura returned to the state capitol to celebrate enactment of the bill permitting marijuana use by adults 21 and older. The flamboyant former governor pushed for decriminalization in the late 1990s, but got nowhere.
It's very wonderful to see a dream of yours over 20 years ago, finally happened today, and I'm still alive to see it.
Governor Walz and fellow Democrats in the legislature made it a priority this year. It'll be a few more months before people in Minnesota can legally grow their own, and retail shops won't open until a licensing system and an adequate supply are in place, perhaps a year or more from now. For NPR News, I'm Brian Baxton, St. Paul.
Crude oil futures prices fell today, oil down more than 4% to end the session at $69.46 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.